This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever you've got on your mind goes at 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the bulletin board system. We have over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,100 people interacting there. It is all free. It's all online on our website at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now then, if you have ever wondered, and by the way, coming up, we've got an email from one of our younger listeners. She's going to point out something pretty amazing, well, pretty shocking about how clueless kids in school are these days. It's interesting. That's on the way. But I want to start with this story out of Hawaii, because we talked about it earlier. We talked about doing it earlier. Used car buyers beware. This one from the Star Bulletin. The state judiciary has quietly instituted a new policy that requires buyers to pay any outstanding parking fines incurred by the previous owner of the vehicle.
That's just crazy.
If you've ever wondered whether or not the police are really out there to generate income versus keep people safe, here's a perfect example of
it. I mean,
you get to inherit the previous owner's fine problem.
So I could just go nuts and, you know, park illegally every time I parked for 6-7 solid months as long as
you didn't get caught.
As long as I didn't get caught. And then sell my car.
Well, it's an expensive way to not pay your parking tickets.
And then use that money to, you know, get myself a new car and just pass my parking tickets on to whoever bought the vehicle.
Well, the thing is now you could do this. You could, because it's the car that's in violation of the parking, and it's the car that will get booted. And it conceivably could happen that you would buy a car that had gotten in trouble. Like, no, you wouldn't have the same license plate. Anyway, I made a mistake there. Anyway,
they must go on the VIN number or something.
I would guess they would. But anyway, the thing is you could still every 6 months change your car over, never pay a parking ticket, and probably not have too much trouble. You might get booted now and then, but it would be rare.
Yep.
Because it wouldn't be too. Most people don't work someplace where they have to pay parking tickets all the time, so it'd just be now and then, and you could probably slip by the old meter maid most of the time.
Right.
And I think you could get away with it.
Well, the policy's based...
There's nothing more satisfying than parking in a crosswalk.
The policy's based on a 1993 law that officials can't even remember being followed. Since September 12th on Oahu and August on the neighboring islands, the state has been holding drivers responsible for
parking
infractions.
That's Oahu, by the way.
Oahu, gotcha. Infractions accrued by their vehicle's previous owners. In dozens of cases, buyers have not been able to renew their vehicle registrations. And the options for owners are few. You either pay the fine, get the car's previous owner or owners to cover it.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, man, I bought this car from you, and it turns out now I owe $11,000 in parking tickets.
Click.
And
or file an application for default judgment to dispute the merits of the citation. To request a judgment, though, the owner must post an appearance bond equal to the parking violation fees against the vehicle. So you either pay the fine, somehow cajole the prior owner into paying it for you, or you pay the fine in anticipation of having them give you the money back eventually by going to court over it. That's the deal. And if the court rules that the citations were legitimately issued, then the bond is used to cover the overdue parking fees.
Man, I need to work out some sort of a system like that just with people I deal with and on a daily basis. You know, just somehow where I can just have them, you know, give me something as a deposit so that hopefully they, you know, they do whatever it is that meets my satisfaction to get it back later.
Well, in this case, I mean, you're going to court to challenge the citations that you didn't even receive. So how could you possibly go in there and show any sort of evidence? You know, Judge, I wasn't here on this, but my vehicle was not parked in this location when it received that parking ticket. Sir, you didn't own that vehicle at that time, and as far as I can tell, it was parked there. Fine issued. You know? I mean, how could you possibly win that case?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's really, really ridiculous.
And they know it is. And they know that nobody's going to go for that option. They're just putting it there to make it look like they're giving you something. State Judiciary spokesbureaucrat Marsha Kitagawa said the state will be getting word out on the policy change coming soon with a press release and information on its website. That'll clue everybody in.
Oh, good, a press release. That ought to fix everything.
Yeah, don't you just love it? I mean, whenever new laws come out, you're lucky if the news does a presentation on them. I mean, you're lucky. Usually you'll only see it maybe on like a January 1st news broadcast or a June 1st when a lot of the new laws go in effect. And they'll just gloss over five different laws in a 45-second package that they put on the air. And nobody knows anything about the new laws that are happening. The people in Hawaii are going to find out about this when they try to buy a car, like Bob Webster did when he first heard about the policy after trying to register the car that he bought. He bought a used Buick Regal in June of 2004 and was stopped from renewing its registration earlier this year because of a $65 parking citation issued to the previous owner. He was able to get clearance finally in April, but was told the fine would have to be covered before his registration would be renewed again in 2006. They are not going to let you the bureaucrats are going to stop you from registering your car with them if there's an outstanding fine that you didn't even accrue.
Crazy.
He says, I was outraged that I would be held responsible for something that somebody else did. How can they hold me responsible? And he's been arguing with them for months.
This is the question I've got to ask when it comes to, the Iraq War. It's the questions I've got to ask on social welfare programs. It's the question I've got to ask about socialized medicine. Socialized medicine is essentially holding me responsible for somebody else's eating or lifestyle habits.
You know what? You're absolutely right about that.
Thanks. But no thanks. And it's the same issue.
But shouldn't you be
responsible? You should be happy to pay those parking tickets.
Aren't we all one big happy community, man? Which, I mean, shouldn't you take care of your fellow man? Shouldn't you be held responsible for their hospital bills?
I think that it's ridiculous.
Just like with the healthcare situation, this encourages irresponsibility. As we were pointing out, people can just go and gather some parking tickets and sell their car. And it's worse with socialized healthcare because then it really does encourage the worst kind of irresponsibility, the kind that you can harm yourself with. Hey, if you know that somebody else is going to pay the hospital bill for you, why should you quit smoking? Why should you quit all your bad habits? Why should you give all that stuff up, all that self-destructive behavior?
Exactly. If I knew medical care was completely paid for and I wouldn't have any problem, I'd be jumping off buildings. I'd be base jumping. Fat man base jumping. That's right.
Do they have a parachute that would work?
No, I'd just use two normal size and hope it stops me.
That's awesome.
Again, it's a risk I'm willing to take if someone else is paying the bill.
You know, the fact is that monetary concerns do worry people as far as medical care goes.
Of course they do. They force them to make real decisions about their lives.
When it comes to things like smoking and eating and, you know, stuff that they imbibe.
Risky behavior?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, you're going to love this.
And even if it doesn't prevent people from doing it, why the heck should I have to pay for it anyway? Even if it doesn't prevent people from, participating in risky behavior, who cares? I didn't participate in the risky behavior. Why should I have to pay for somebody's AIDS treatment when I've never had butt sex? You know, I mean, any of these things. It is nuts.
Let me get back to this.
Somebody could quote that one.
Let me get back to
I'm cutting that out tonight when I get home.
Well, you'll modify it to something awful. Hack into my home, my telephone and leave it as my message.
I wasn't going to.
Yeah, you shouldn't have given him the idea.
But I will now.
All right, so here's what the bureaucrats said back to this guy. This poor guy that, you know, bought a car and then discovered he had to pay somebody else's bill. He's been writing them letters, and one of them wrote back saying, well, the law requires the court to cause an entry to be made in the motor vehicle's record when the traffic infraction hasn't been paid. Unfortunately, compliance with that section sometimes results in situations like yours. Oh, they really feel sorry for him. They're unfortunate. They said that's unfortunate for him. Boy, such compassion from these bureaucrats. And then on top of that, one of the bureaucrats said, the state's going to set up a dedicated hotline to field questions about the new policy. But you residents, you shouldn't call any of us until we set up the hotline. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our forum that is dedicated to helping Free Talk Live get on your local radio stations. Now, if you're already listening to Free Talk Live on a local station, well, then you don't really have to bother with this. But otherwise, we want you to go to local.freetalklive.com. You can...
Sorry, you're just like, if you're already listening to us on a local station, this isn't for you!
Well, it could be, because you could always call your station and thank them for airing Free Talk Live,
that's
which is
true.
Always nice. But you go to local.freetalklive.com, it'll help you identify your local talk stations, give you some contact info for them, so you can get on the phone with them and tell them, I want Free Talk Live, because they appreciate that kind of stuff.
Let's bring that campaign back, I want my Free Talk Live!
That's like MTV?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's go. So yes, local.freetalklive.com,
you know,
is a place
that's
to go.
How it works for them, though. That's how they got on all those stations.
I know.
And we're three letters like they are, FTL, MTV.
Yeah.
We're just a lot cooler. Well, I guess they used to be cool back when they had that campaign. They used to actually play music back then.
Yeah. Right? I was going to say, the only thing they had going for them was rock stars. You know, what do we have? Drew Curtis?
He is the internet superstar.
Yes, he is.
All right, 800-259-9231. So I think we pretty much commented this Hawaii thing to death. I just found the bureaucrats' responses to the outrage of the public in this case. Hawaii passing legislation secretly that, or some sort of regulation, I don't even know if it was legislation, just regulatory change that says if you buy a car in Hawaii and it's got some outstanding tickets on it, you get the privilege of paying them. Because they don't care about who was actually doing the driving and who the individual was that was in question there. If it's on the car, then it doesn't matter who owns it. You get to pay it. And the bureaucrats say, well, we're going to set up a phone line because there's been such outrage. There's been such outrage about this that they've been getting so many calls that they're going to set up a hotline for people so they can answer their questions and that sort of thing. But don't call us until we get the hotline set up. Okay. Well, if you know anything about bureaucracy, you know that it's going to take a long time for them to get the hotline set up.
And then once it's set up, it doesn't mean you're going to be talking to a bureaucrat that can do anything about it.
And what's going to happen?
Message, and then somebody's going to get back to you whenever they darn well feel like it.
And what's going to happen is they're going to have this 800 number, and they're just going to keep sitting on it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, you know, put it on, and they're not going to let people start using it. And they're just going to have this 800 number that they're sitting on that people could start using at any time, you know, that would possibly help make things a little bit better. But no, they'll just sit on it. Right, Ian?
Or they might just... we are sitting on an 800 number. And we can't tell you what it is, either.
I'll tell them right now.
No, you can't tell them.
Double dog dare me.
If you tell them, you're off the show.
Whatever.
800-259-9231. All right, let's go to an email here from one of our younger listeners. It is actually... Well, really...
I should do it like he would with the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. He'd immediately say it just as soon as you tell him how to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. He does it.
So Emily writes in, Dear Free Talk Live, you can email, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com. She says, after hearing you speak about the problems with education, now many times I felt the need to write you. The school system's obviously not doing as well as it should be, and it's causing kids to get dumber. This year, in 8th grade, this is a younger listener, there were people in my class questioning the existence of Vermont and New Hampshire. I was shocked by this.
What does she mean, questioning the existence?
Well,
I guess these children never had maple syrup.
Apparently.
The girl who was saying this is not bad in any of her classes, but still, she somehow didn't know about these wonderful states. There were a few who didn't know that our country was connected to Canada, and some were pronouncing the word judicial as judicil. After the teacher had been saying it correctly for about 2 weeks now, I don't expect them to know everything, but I figured that they would at least know that Canada is right above us to the north. We've been using maps in class the entire year so far, so I don't know how they wouldn't have picked up on this. I, for one, think that this is pathetic and think something needs to be done about this. These are the people who will be taking jobs and running the country in the future, so you have to teach them something if you want them to succeed. Sincerely, Emily. And she's right. I mean... I'm concerned about the future of America. We've got a bunch of adult children in this country that have no clue how to even balance their checkbooks.
You know,
there was a study done recently that showed that high school graduates, college graduates, had a tough time figuring out how to get a credit card. I mean, like, understanding what a credit card did and how it worked with interest and all that.
I don't understand how these people are passing their classes. These are people, according to Emily, that aren't performing poorly in their classes, meaning
that's the
knowledge that they're testing you for is knowledge that would not require you to know that Vermont and New Hampshire exist.
Well, I think that they would be corrected, and then when the test came around, who knows? I mean, we didn't have to learn all the states until, I think, 4th grade. I don't know what grade.
8th grade.
It was 6th grade for me.
Yeah, but these are 8th graders.
Well, in 8th grade, we had to know these states and their capitals and be able to spell them.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say that I used to work with a guy who actually asked me one evening. It was big moon, and I can't remember why it was a special moon, but I think I was telling him about it. You know, that this moon was the harvest moon or whatever.
Okay.
And you know, I like to do crap like that. I'm a know-it-all. This guy said, "Does every state have its own moon?"
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah. It's so dumb, you don't know what to say. And I said, what? And he said, oh, never mind.
I would have just flat out been like, no, it's one per time zone.
You know, I'm thinking
it would be great if I had thought of it that quickly. I was like Ian, though. I'm like, but what?
Maybe the revisionist history has already started. Maybe, can you imagine this?
They're like, getting ready to annex New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
They're already starting to teach it like it's not there.
Right.
And Vermont was threatening to secede a couple of years ago.
They were. They still are. The Second Vermont Revolution or whatever they call themselves.
I
see.
For socialism. They want to be socialists.
Great.
We will just, you know, handily not teach about those two states.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, but then you've got big papers like the New York Post writing stories about New Hampshire, so it's going to be hard to completely ignore them.
I guess. But the kids don't read, so I don't think they would come across that. Okay, what do we got?
Okay, well, where New Hampshire? Where New Hampshire?
And where?
This is something that we've been getting regular updates on from Dave when he calls in with his New Hampshire updates. The
shame on him for not updating us on this one. Actually,
yeah,
maybe he already did.
Maybe he's crying.
Okay.
What's going on? There was a group of people who are trying to use the Supreme Court ruling on eminent domain to take away Supreme Court Justice Souter's house for the purposes of putting in place the Lost Liberty Hotel.
This is great.
Sweet revenge.
It's awesome. You know, take away this guy's house because he took away the folks from New London's right for their property.
He took away everybody's right to their property.
Everybody, but specifically people from New London. Show them how it is, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, residents on Saturday rejected a proposal to evict U.S. Supreme Court Justice David Souter from his farmhouse to make way for the Lost Liberty Hotel. A group angered by last year's court decision that gave local governments more power to seize people's homes for economic development had petitioned to use this ruling against him. So, voters deciding which issues would go on the town's March ballot replaced that proposal with a call to strengthen New Hampshire's law on eminent domain.
But what about the other 49 states? Thanks, New Hampshireites. Thanks,
wait,
folks.
What do you mean?
What are the other 49 states? This way he could we could show Souter what it's like.
Right. You could kick somebody out who is a federal justice, or you could strengthen the laws in your own state. Which one is more powerful?
Sounds a little isolationist to me.
I find it difficult to choose sides on this one, because actually, libertarians were on both sides of it. We'll talk about it more coming back. 800-259-9231. I don't know if I'm quite as adamant about it as you, man, which this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who have sent us their photo. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating in the Shrine, as long as you're a lady, and you can send a validated photo in. What does that mean, Manwich?
Well, it means that they've proven somehow that they listen to Free Talk Live.
Indeed.
Like taking a picture of themselves with a sign making sexual advances on me.
That hasn't happened yet.
On Torgo, yeah.
No, right. That's right. All those photos are invalid. Invalid, I say.
Why would anyone want to make sexual advances on you?
I don't know. Why do they, Ian?
Let's. They haven't.
Uh-huh.
I can't answer your question.
I'm going to try to clear this up. All you have to do to be on the Shrine is validate by proving that you listened to the show.
That's true. And there's a variety of different ways you can do that. You can visit the Shrine to see what some of the other ladies have done. Maybe that will inspire you at freetalklive.com.
It doesn't require a note to the heavyweight lover here.
All right. I am so getting heavyweightlover.com.
So the current issue at hand here is eminent domain. As you know, last year, I think it was in July or June, the Supreme Court came down with just a landmark, terrible ruling in the Kelo case, which essentially said, okay, governments, you guys can take people's land for private purposes. If somebody wants to build a shopping mall and you want to take somebody's land to give it to them, then go right ahead. And that was, in essence, what the Supreme Court decision
yes.
said. And, it put the Kelo 7 at the time in jeopardy of losing their homes. They're still fighting up there, by the way, in New London, and there hasn't been much that has been going on recently. If there had, we'd be bringing it to you.
Well, they had fought for 10 years up to the point
right.
that they had gotten to the Supreme Court, and 7 was all that was left in this.
Now there's 6. One of them did sell out.
Yeah, there's 6 of them, and that's all that's left of this neighborhood that
right.
they've just destroyed to give to Pfizer.
So yeah. it was a terrible, terrible court ruling. And as a result, a guy, actually a Free State Project member, out in California, created a company called the Lost Liberty Hotel.
Lost Liberty Hotel is the name of the property he was going to build there.
He had the idea, and he had a great idea, I think. It was designed to get attention. Whether or not he was seriously going to go through with it, I don't know. But it did get the attention he wanted it to get. In fact, it got mentioned on Fox News, and it got the Free State Project a few mentions
in
the press.
Once I had the rights to that property, I sure would have sold his house and given the profits to the Fort Trumbull neighborhood for their legal defense. Because I might not have built the hotel, but there's no guarantee that that this Fort Trumbull neighborhood is going to, in fact, the Pfizer's going to build whatever it was that they said they were going to build there.
Yeah, that's
true. He's just going to take away somebody's property.
Right. So in this case, it was a group of, led by a Free State Project member, I think most of them were probably related to the Free State Project or libertarians in general, that were saying, okay, well, you want to give our property rights away, we're going to take your house from you. Because we think your property would be much better served with a hotel on it.
And
you know what? It would generate more tax revenue, which is what the argument is that the Pfizer people make and all the private people that want to take other people's private property make. They come to the city and they say, well, if you take Torgo and Manwich's houses, we can turn it into a new mall and give you more tax revenue. And so that's the excuse that the government always makes. So it would work. It would get them more revenue. But in this case, the voters came out and they said, no, we don't want to take Souter's property.
Souter, yeah.
We don't want to take his property. And there were libertarians on that side of it, too. There was two sides to this, and libertarians were on both sides. In fact, the outlaw manicurist was avidly against not taking Souter's property because it's just not principled. I mean, yes, we understand that it is the law that you could take people's private property for private purposes, but to actually utilize that law and to take advantage of it, even if it is for revenge purposes, is unprincipled and unlibertarian.
It's not even so much. Here's what I would have recommended. This is what I would have done. I would have definitely gone behind the Lost Liberty Hotel guy for the purposes of getting the eminent domain thing to go through and taking Justice Souter's property away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that in and of itself could be considered an unprincipled action, but what the whole point of that would be to show the Supreme Court justices how unprincipled the decision they made was. And then,
yes, I understand
once,
the point.
Once that point was made, I would give him his property back.
Oh, so you'd be nice about it. Nah, we were just kidding.
Yeah, but once the point was made, they're never going to reverse their ruling, though. I mean, I would give him his property back, too. I would hold Justice Souter's property hostage if I thought somehow he could change his vote, but the vote's already been made.
Right.
This
they can't
is legal precedent.
Yeah, I know, but another case could also be brought before the Supreme Court. That's the thing.
It's going to be a little while before old Justice Souter gets his house back then.
It may very well.
The wheels
well, I'm not going to sit there and hold his house until such time as the decision changes. I wouldn't let him know I was giving him his house back, of course, going into this. But
right.
My whole goal would just be to make the point so that he understands and so that on a national level, everyone sees what is going on here. So because this thing that was going on in...
Where?
Fort Trumbull? No, Fort Trumbull. That may have gotten some national attention, but it...
Got quite a bit.
It did get quite a bit. But it was still just tiny people that nobody really knew, nobody
sure.
really cared
and
about.
And it's certainly been shoved under the rug since then.
To see something happen on that scale, I think, would make enough of an impact nationwide that even though...
I've got to say that the voters of Ware, New Hampshire, just really let me down.
So I guess we're not moving to Ware, huh?
I mean, what a crappy thing to do. It's crappy.
No. It's crappy to take people's property.
It is crappy to take people's property. That's why they should take his.
So then do you think that it's okay to just retaliate against the cops, for instance, that you know, that arrest people and ruin people's lives? Hey, you ruined my brother's life. I'm going to ruin yours now.
Do you?
Hmm. 800-259-9231. Let's go to an email from Jet. By the way, I got an email from a federal agent.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, a federal agent with what department?
He won't say.
Oh, I see.
He doesn't want his bosses finding out. He's listening to Free Talk Live.
That's not going to go well at your annual review, I can tell you
that. I don't think we're going to read it tonight, but he questioned my opinion on the cops. He asked me if I hated the cops. I don't hate the cops. I just don't trust them.
I mean, by saying he's a federal agent, he could just be a bag checker at the airport. You
he
know?
Could very well be. You're right.
Nothing against TSA agents. You know,
I mean, he's not a TSA agent. Actually, he attacks the TSA in the email, but I'm not going to sell it too much here. Let's get into your email, man, because you got one from Jet.
I have to locate this thing, sorry.
Jet, who is he's a Christian. He's one of our Christian listeners.
I don't know exactly what set him off for this email, but it's awesome. He just ran through it for a little while.
I like it.
If it gets a little disjointed, I'm sorry. You know, it's sort of stream of consciousness to some extent. Thank you for revisiting all the problems of government denouncing the ABC feds. I assume he's talking about the
alphabet agencies.
Yeah, the alphabet agencies. As I've heard one guy say it, these are just other people parading around in costumes. Some with badges, others with fine suits, various hats. Puffing themselves up to make you believe that they're important and can actually do something for you.
Mm.
Well, I ain't buying it anymore. Now, I'm probably Walt's age range. I have a full head of long hair, but it doesn't show beyond the first 2 inches. I wear a gun on my hip every day, and like Walt, I'm seriously tired of all the BS. I've been mad as hell for too many years, and I'd like to go on record with you as saying I'm not going to jail under these maggots that call themselves authority. They are not authority. The people are. They are your and my servants to do our will as a free people, and the illusion that they promote needs to end. If you didn't know, servants do not rule with guns and fear. In fact, servants do not rule. They obey.
That's how it's supposed to be, at least. And he's got more thoughts. We'll come back with that. 800-259-9231. They still have the gall. They still have the gall to call themselves servants in public. They still will get up on the podium and say, I'm honored to be your servant.
Well, they're just pieces of garbage.
Well, they are. We're going to come back with more. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Maca today. Maca. Now you'll know the secret.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The archives are there for you. Months worth of the show. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website at FreeTalkLive.com. Again, once again, that is FreeTalkLive.com. So we're in the middle of an email. Jet is angry. He's not going to take it anymore. He's angry at the government. Right, Manwich?
Yeah. He sounds like a man who's not ready to take it anymore. He's talking about carrying a gun on his hip.
Carrying a gun on his hip. He's not going to jail. He's sick and tired of these people calling themselves servants.
Who aren't, in fact, servants at all.
Who are supposed to be servants, right, but in fact don't act like it.
No, they're our masters.
They act as though they rule us.
Yes. So I pray to God that I will stay safe, but I know that my last day on earth may come sooner than I wish, because I choose to resist evil. In other words, they have bigger guns. Now, you guys are young enough, and you could actually go to jail for several years and still have plenty of time ahead of you for the cause of liberty. But millions of us baby boomers have grown old. We are well into the pure understanding that life is, in fact, short. We have worked hard and have been abused. We have gone to war for freedom and have come home to slavery. Mm. We have asked for the truth and been deceived, lied to, time after time after time. And all we have ever wanted was to be free, to live in the promise of America, our home. But now...
Well, some of you. I mean, yeah, you've been lied to, and then you kept... Some of you baby boomers just kept voting for the same people that were lying to you. What were you thinking?
I think he's talking about his kindred as opposed to just his generation.
No, I understand.
But now, we are tired. Our eyes are red from the strain of having to watch history repeat itself. Our backs are bent from the weight of knowledge too great to carry any further. Nevertheless, we will find strength in the name of the Almighty God, and we will resist evil. All evil. That is, I will resist to the end.
Well, that's good. I wish more people would feel that way. You know, I wish more people would feel as passionately about resisting the tyranny in this country, about standing up and just saying no to government. Forget about just saying no to drugs. Just say no to big government. because the time has come, you know. I think the Second American Revolution really is upon us here, man.
Oh, it really is.
I don't think most people realize it yet. I don't think most people are aware that such a thing is going on. And I wonder, you know, how long did it take for the news to spread back in the original revolutionary times?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been reading, you know, I've read quite a bit about the American Revolution. I've been reading about it recently. And, you know, most people were more interested, the people that did fight in it, were more interested in independence from England than they were in concepts like liberty and freedom. I mean, those were certainly floating around. But their big thing was independence from England. And as this government gets bigger and more invasive, we're going to have a boogeyman too.
Well, we already do. His name's King George, and he wants to be a dictator. He's actually come out and said things like that in the press. Oh, this would be so much easier if I was a dictator. And then if you go over and you look at Iraq and you look at how they're treating the people there, you know exactly how they would like to treat us if it wasn't for that pesky Bill of Rights that just keeps getting in their way, just, you know, from time to time, and they have to acknowledge that it exists. And as much as they hate it, it's still a pain for them because it means they can't shut down, you know, shows like Free Talk Live, people that are speaking out, dissenting opinions, like the kids at Georgetown University. We had the young lady on at the very beginning of the show tonight who was telling us about their protest. They didn't shut them down. They couldn't do it because it would make them look terrible. Or either that or the security just wasn't there, one or the other. I'm not sure what the situation was exactly. But, boy, do I wish that we could have 1 to 5% of Americans that felt the same way as Jet did. That's all it would take. 1 to 5% of Americans to actually physically resist these outrageous, tyrannical laws that we have in this country, to speak out, to not be afraid, because that's really what it is. It's all about fear. I know people that feel the same way we do, man, but make a move for liberty?
That's me. What are you talking about?
Well, you're going to actually move to New Hampshire.
I am going to move to New Hampshire, but God, you know.
But stop paying your taxes.
Right. I think about tax day coming up here, and I know what I'm going to do.
You're going to pay him.
I'm going to lie.
You're going to file. You are going to file a tax return.
And they're
going
to get as little as I possibly can give them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not standing up, and I'm not being counted for liberty in that respect.
So, unfortunately, you're not a very good example, Manwich. Mm. But if more people would follow Jet's example and actually be angry about this and do something about it. And when I say do something, well, what do I mean, do something? You can stop paying taxes. You can make a point of telling others that you've stopped paying taxes, although that might bring more attention to you quicker. But I think that the more we can make people feel comfortable with that idea, the better. You know, the more people that come out and say that sort of thing, the more likely others who have been waiting, sitting on the fence, wishing they had the courage to quit paying taxes, would actually come off the fence and stop paying taxes and maybe announce that as well. And just 5% of Americans doing that would just devastate the government. They would never be able to come after everyone. It's not logistically possible. I mean, they can barely handle the amount of tax-dodging people that exist today. There's so many people that just do it and get away with it, and the government never knows about it, or maybe they're waiting 5 or 10 years while the interest builds up, and they're just not doing anything about it. I think that we could have a real movement on our hands if people would just have the courage to stop putting up with the crap, like Jed is.
I'm with you.
It's true.
800-259-9231. And you know what?
Even if you don't want to die for liberty or get in prison for liberty, you can just sign up for the Free State Project.
Well, and that would be a great way to take a real serious first step for liberty, is going to the Free State. And then maybe you'd have the courage. Maybe once you get a bunch of other people around you, because we haven't gone up there yet. We haven't gone to Porkfest. And from what I hear, when you're around 500 other people that think the same way that you do, that actually want liberty and are working towards freedom, there's such a synergy there, there's such an excitement there that we just haven't experienced yet, guys. So maybe once you get up there and you get inspired, Maybe then you'll be a little more civilly disobedient. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's not too late for your call, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of everything that we have for free on the website. Archives, the wiki, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, live streaming, and more. If you like the fact that we give it away to you, well, maybe you should voluntarily support the show. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Like I think we have over 180 Free Talk Live listeners that have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, and that's $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And what we do with the money, we put it towards promoting the show. We put it towards radio industry advertising. We put it towards getting more radio stations on the air with us. Literally, we've got a new station in Florence, Alabama that is on the air specifically because of the amplifier program, which is just awesome.
That
is
great.
Need to know. I'm sorry, I've got to ask you this, though. Can it be considered taking advantage if we're just giving it away?
I guess you're right. I don't know. Can it?
I don't know.
amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Carl in Virginia. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Carl in Virginia. Carl in Virginia going once. Carl, so if this is not Carl, if you're on the phone on hold for Free Talk Live, say hello.
Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who's that?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Kyle.
Well, it is Carl. Oh, Kyle or Carl?
Kyle.
All right, Kyle, what's on your mind?
I was just calling to see what y'all know about Overgrow.com being busted. I think it was this past Tuesday.
What happened?
I'm not sure. I was just, like, I know that the guy that owns the website, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with it. It's a marijuana cultivation forum.
As I understand it, it's a site. Now, I've not been there in a long time, but as I understand it, it's a site that encourages people to just, what, throw marijuana seeds everywhere or something like that?
No, definitely nothing like that.
Oh.
It's just, it's endorsed by High Times, and it's just a site that had a lot of information for people that were just out there to use it, you know? Just
sounds like you give it your personal endorsement too, right, Kyle?
No, I mean, not personally. I'm just.
What did they do? What did they do? Steal their servers? Arrest them?
Yeah,
what happened?
They came in and arrested them, apparently, just for discussing it because.
What?
Just for discussing growing pot, you know?
That's outrageous. I have not seen that news. Is there actually a news item about it, or is this just like what you've heard through the marijuana grapevine?
It's on the Cannabis Culture's website.
Okay. I'll go look around. I will definitely go dig that up and see if we can get some more info on that for tomorrow night's show. Kyle, anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, no, that was it. I was just seeing if y'all had any information on that.
Hey, man, we'll see what we can dig up. Thanks for the clue. 800, have a great night. 800-259-9231. So the allegation that a marijuana website has been busted.
Hmm.
Simply for discussing marijuana. Now, it's,
you know, I think it's a great idea to take pot seeds and throw. I don't have any, but don't you like cook them or something?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess
they're only good for growing.
Okay. Well, then take your extra pot seeds and toss them around. But are the ones that you get in a bag any good though? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
In fact, there was a group, and I don't know who it was, but a while back they were encouraging people to just, you know, throw seeds out your window as you're driving down the highway.
Well, yeah.
Drive in front of the police department, throw some seeds in their pot, you know, their plant potters out there.
Yeah.
Johnny Chronic seed, just skipping down the street.
Well, it's good because then it shows up everywhere, and the more there is of it, the less they can do about it.
If you've got a chronic seed, you don't want to throw that out. You want to give that to someone that knows what they're doing and have them take care of it for you.
I just needed a name that sounded good.
I got you.
Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We are done for tonight. We'll be returning tomorrow, of course, at the usual time. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're